Hi, everyone, and welcome to Boost Her, conversations designed to inspire you, me, and her. I'm your host, Nia Mason, and we continue our month of celebrating changemakers for Women's History Month by welcoming my friend, Sierra Eaglehart, into the Booster Club this week. As a founder of Your Pace Matters and an ambassador for Black Girls Run, Sierra talks to us about all the positive ways investing in a healthy and active running lifestyle has not just inspired significant change within herself, but within her community, both locally and nationwide. We learn about the events that led Sierra, previously a professional basketball player and collegiate basketball coach, to take up running as a hobby. We discuss the magnetic energy within Black Girls Run that kept Sierra coming back each week, and we get to hear about the moment that inspired her to create her brand, Your Pace Matters. Lastly, Sierra details a low point throughout her journey that forced her to quit pretending that everything was okay and really reckon with her emotional headspace at the time, recognizing and accepting the fact that it is okay to not be okay sometimes, a shift in mindset that led Sierra to some of her highest highs as she continues to be an inspiration to any and everyone she encounters each day. I've been excited about this interview all month. And the reason for that is that we used to have the same mentality around running. Like, I'm only running on the basketball court. And in my case, only to get a bucket. Please don't ask me to run to play any defense.
Right.
My excitement for having you here today is because you've been able to build a business and partner with other businesses purely based on this newfound love of running. Can you first talk about what led you to grow to love running so much that you created Your Pace Matters and become an ambassador for Black Girls Run?
What led me to Black Girls Run first? I'll start there because that kind of dives into Your Pace Matters. With Black Girls Run, that kind of came out of nowhere. I was coaching in Germany and our team folded. So I ended up coming back to California, and it was just a year of like, you know, okay, now what? And I was not in a really good space with that because, you know, when you're going through that phase and then you're kind of questioning already, okay, like what else besides basketball can I do? Because you've been ingrowing this for a long time. You kind of go through like a weird space. To get me through that, my friend Jessica Walton, you know her. She went to Point Loma Nazarene University. She's about a year older than me. We grew up together. She joined an organization called Black Girls Run and invited me out. At first, I looked at her crazy, just like you said. I was like, I'm not running unless there's a basketball in front of me. But I was in that space of accepting everything and embracing everything. And I just said, why not? So I went out there and they said, okay, we're doing a 3-mile route. I looked at them crazy, like, what?
No, thank you.
Run, walk. I'm a walk. What are we doing? Started running, run, walking, and the energy was just everything. The sisterhood, the camaraderie, the encouragement, the support. It almost felt like I wasn't running. That's how big and I guess magnetic it was. That's what kind of got me. I was like, wow, this is special. And the energy, like I said, in the sisterhood kept me coming back. The running was kind of like extra. And I kind of fell into liking to run just from that. Fast forward to Your Pace Matters. One day, I'm doing a virtual race. And I signed up for the hot chocolate. It's called the Hot Chocolate 15K. That's 9.3 miles. So this will have been my longest distance of running. I'm on like mile 3 or 4. And I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, dang, man, this is a lot of miles. Like, I'm out here running by myself. Ain't nobody else out here. They looking at me crazy. I'm like, this sucks. So I'm going. And I'm like, you know what? My pace matters. And I just kept like, I don't know how that came to me. I just started saying that. Yeah. I kept just saying that. And that's what got me through the run. And I was like, you know what? This needs to go on a shirt. So I go back home and I start to brainstorm and I start to write down just things of like what I want the logo to look like. And I wanted it to reflect who I was, mm-hmm. as well as a great message for everyone else. I reached out to an intern. They started playing around with my ideas and what I wanted to say. And that's how Your Pace Matters logo came about. I was looking at some other businesses. I was researching a little bit And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to really stick to making a business out of this and selling running gear. And it's a great analogy for life. So just like how I was running and I was out there by myself, felt like I had nobody, I felt like it sucked. I kept saying in my head, my pace matters. Well, in life, you're going to go through things. We constantly try to compare ourselves to others. We're kind of like looking at others' journeys and say, wow, like how did they get there? How fast they got there? Why they got there? Instead of focusing on our own path. If you want to be successful and you want those same things, number one, you cannot compare your life to someone else's life. Mm-hmm. Your pace matters. One foot in front of the other. You take in the necessary steps for your own path. So that's how Your Pace Matters came about. So I started my website launch in December 2020, and it just took off from there.
I love that.
Yes.
There are so many different things you're a part of and do on top of Black Girls Run and Your Pace Matters. You're a personal trainer, a substitute teacher, a part of Brooks Running, and even your educational background is varied through having a bachelor's in retail and a master's in psychology. I get out of breath saying y'all. Do you ever find it difficult to maintain all of these different commitments?
Yes. The reason being, I'm in a space right now where I've never been in before. With the basketball bubble, you feel like the only things that you can do is continue to play or coach or become a ref. Anything that is surrounded with basketball, you feel like, I've been doing this since I was in the fourth grade. This is all I know. So I was in that mindset. I was in that bubble for a long time until COVID hit. It was one day where I went to like this little networking event, and I can't remember the speaker's name, but I ended up going with another coach, and they were saying, you know, have you ever just looked outside the box, like doing something that you never thought that you would do? And I thought that was a great question because I was like, yo, I'm in this bubble, but I feel like I'm locked up. And so when COVID hit, it was like I was forced, like someone had to force me to do something else because I couldn't go recruit. I couldn't go to practice, right? I couldn't go to games. As far as the question goes, now I'm in a space where I'm embracing everything. I'm kind of following my happiness. I'm kind of aligning everything with, see, you can do that. Like, what are you talking about? And others are saying these things around me, but I have to be the one to believe it. You know what I mean? It's like the year of trial. I would never know if I don't try it because I've never tried it. I've always been in a bubble. That's why I have multiple commitments, is because I am trying to find my purpose. I know kind of like what my purpose is. I love being around people, building relationships, being the energy giver, and just making people happy to be whatever space that they want to be in and serving people and helping people. I know that that is my purpose, but how?
I love that concept of trial and error to kind of figure out where you fit and where, you know, what your next bubble and for lack of a better word, but what that next bubble is for you. And you have the foundation where it's like, I want to help. I want to serve. Let's figure out what best fits with my soul.
Right. And I'm kind of just listened and like gravitated towards great energy, kind of doing some self-love exercises to try to like help me with it. And I think that's super important for everybody to do. I'm journaling. So that's something that I've never done before. Yeah. Spending time with myself. It's just a great space to be in. I don't care how old you are. Like I'm 37 years old and I feel like I've had a great career. I've traveled the world. And the what's next part is like super exciting for me.
It's so good that the uncertainty of what's next is something that excites you, because that's not always the case with people. The uncertainty kind of like is overwhelming or bogs you down to where you don't do anything. And I think your perspective, it's a good one in that like, yeah, I can be super overwhelmed by what's next, or I can just look at the excitement and the positivity of what's next and go that way.
Right.
We're in the middle of our month celebrating change makers within Women's History Month, and a change maker you very much are. So these next few questions are going to be centered around all you're doing to create change within all of your respective spaces. So with that, the first question In which ways do you view Your Pace Matters and Black Girls Run as change makers within the community and also across the world?
Ooh, with Black Girls Run, period, I mean, it's a nationwide running club. And the whole concept behind that is to get Black women out there in a lifestyle that's healthy and active, hitting the pavement, right? It's something special that we bring. It's something powerful. The run community itself is already amazing, especially in San Diego. I mean, we get so much love from many, many run clubs of different colors, different races. And I think our purpose has been to just be a sisterhood. If you want to come into our space, you're more than welcome to as a woman of color. We welcome everyone. And I think that's one of the biggest changes that has been in the nation. Black Girls Run itself, just in San Diego, has already changed the dynamic of what Black Girls Run could be. We're probably the only club who do a lot of unity runs. They looking at us like, dang, like y'all over here collaborating and unifying with everybody. And that's our purpose. You know, we want everybody to come together for something great, for something positive.
You have other chapters looking at your San Diego chapter like, hey, we want some of that.
We want some of that. We want some of that energy.
Speaking about you individually, how do you view yourself as a change maker?
I think just being myself. There has been people who's told me that they are inspired by me. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I'm just being myself. Like, but thank you. But the fact that they said those things and I'm in this space where I am constantly working on myself and my well-being, if I was not doing that, I could not be my best self to give the community what they need. And especially with the way the world is going right now, we need to be unifying. This is a way for us to unify and to come together for something positive and erase the narrative of what a Black woman is assumed to be. Me just being me has already changed a few things. So that's how I feel like I'm a change maker, just continuing to be myself and understanding my purpose.
I agree with that. I mean, you have me checking the oil on my knees to see if I have any gas to get out there and start running. So it is. It's a contagious energy. Along those same lines, how would you encourage others to embrace positive change?
There's so many different ways out there, but I think right now what I'm doing on social media, I am always posting positive things. I use my platform to support and encourage positivity. It's still a pandemic going on. Right. You know what I mean? And it's still Black Lives Matter. I don't care what nobody says, still Black Lives Matter. This is an opportunity. And I hate when I go on social media and I see us using it in a negative way. You know, let's flip the script and use it in a positive way. And in my way, I'm doing it through running. Everything else is kind of like, once I got you into running, that's how I met you, right? That's how we connected. Now we could talk about these difficult conversations that need to happen, right? We've had those conversations. We've had, okay, what is it like to be a Black woman? What is it like to be a Latino woman? Mm-hmm. Now we're creating that space to have these conversations that we need to have. Again, come on. Get your butt on the Saturday run. Let's go.
You know what? I just might.
Hey, I'm going to be screaming too. I'm going to be like, if I see your face, everybody's going to be like, why is she screaming to the top of her lungs? And I'm going to be like, y'all don't understand.
You have me. I am sold. Next time I'm in San Diego.
Yes.
All right. Booster Up segment is here. This segment includes two questions that each booster featured across season two receives. And the fun of it is around all the different answers and perspectives we're able to glean from these same two questions. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to hit you with the first one and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. First question. We all know the journey includes a spectrum of peaks and valleys, highs and lows along the way. What is a significant low you faced along your journey and how do you feel like you best made it through?
The low that I'm thinking of right now at this particular time is when I lost my job in Germany. When I was coaching out there, I was just like, I'm going to take this risk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go. And I can already see the vision of what I want with this team and what I want to do. And it's in Germany. Picked up everything, left. So when that whole thing happened and the whole team folded or whatnot, and they could no longer fund the team, as you know, overseas, that cycle goes on still till this day where the funding is up and down. Yeah. That was a hard time to grasp because I felt like I lost everything. I think that it didn't hit me until I had to like go back to my mom's house and be there for a while until I got on my feet. I felt like I hit rock bottom again. And I said, I didn't do all of this work. I didn't play overseas. I didn't coach all these years to just hit rock bottom again. During that time, it was a lot of self-reflection. It was a lot of praying. It was a lot of ups and downs. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was very emotional. One thing that kept me going was not only my mom, but it was Black Girls Run. At that time, I needed love. I needed people who cared about me. I needed people to tell me, see, you can do it. I needed those affirmations. So I would look forward to those weekly runs. So to get me through the week, I'm thinking in my mind, okay, Saturday is Black Girls Run. At this point, I don't even have a plan of like what I want to do. I kid you not. When I came back and I had to go back to my mom's house, drove Lyft for 6 months. This was my schedule. I would get up at 5 a.m. Mind you, crazy people be out at 5 a.m. now. And I wouldn't get home until about 10, 11 o'clock at night. And then that was on repeat. Mind you, I'm an athlete, right? My mental game, I was tough, right? Until I wasn't. I had to kind of like let that be known. See, it's okay to accept what you're feeling right now instead of putting on as if everything is okay. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. And once I started to accept that and then just get through the day, things became just a little bit easier and I was able to plan a little bit better. But I had to understand where my emotions were and I had to accept my emotions. Like, stop shoving them under a rug. Stop just throwing them out. Like, they matter. You know, kind of sit with them for a while. And I needed to sit. I needed to sit with them and be angry or be sad or cry. So it was a very emotional roller coaster, I guess you could say. I get a phone call out the blue. And it's just funny how the universe and how God works. Because I kind of believe in a little bit of both. I believe that I've built great relationships with some great people over time who've always cared about me, who's always supported me. Coach Allen reached out to me out the blue. I haven't talked to this man in I don't know how long. It's been years. He called me and said, see, I heard you was back from Germany. What's going on? So I'm telling him the story and he said, well, I don't know if you're interested, but I got a positioning opening on the women's staff as an assistant coach. He was like, I think you'd be a great fit. Let's get you up here. You know, let's get you up here on a visit and let's talk. And immediately when I got off the phone with him, I started crying. But the fact that he thought about me, still had my number and reached out and asked me first, what's going on? How are you doing? And then said, hey, I think you might be good for this position. I want you to come. That was everything.
And that's what pulled you out of your low.
That's what pulled me out. I think I had already gotten pulled out a little bit before that because I started to be okay with where I was at because I knew it wasn't permanent.
Right.
You know what I mean? I started to be okay with what happened. I was still angry and upset before about what had happened over there. And things of that, but I let that go. So once I started to let some stuff go and I was able to sit with my feelings for a while, then that started to slowly kind of pull me out. But then that phone call yanked me out. I tell people all the time, like, we're going to go through things where we're going to disagree with people. We're going to argue with people, but I've always respected people and I've always treated them right. And I've always built that relationship and reputation of just being a good person. And I do believe with that reputation, things come to you unexpectedly. And I think that that is what helped me along my path and along my journey till this day. As a basketball player and now as a runner, I have met so many different people and built positive relationships. Not saying that all of them has been great or, you know, I'm not trying to paint that picture, but I do believe in treating people right and good karma.
Like the intangibles we talk about on the court, they apply in life too.
Exactly. And I think that's what's made us great people is because we've been through adversity early. We've had to learn what teamwork is. We've had to learn what sharing is. We've had to learn what a sisterhood is and holding ourselves accountable early on.
Yeah.
We were forced to do that because we were playing at a high level. So our growth kind of started a little earlier and we had a great base for jobs and opportunities. That's why a lot of people want athletes. We're seasoned.
Seasoned is a nice way to say we've been through some things.
We've been through some things, okay?
Season one has had its theme organically. And season two is having this theme organically where every guest that I've had here in the Booster Club has found a way to acknowledge that at the core of everything they're going through, making sure that their mental health is okay is just always the first step that leads to their high. And I love that, you know, you come home from Germany and you feel like you've hit rock bottom and you push yourself to be okay with the emotions that are associated with that in order to get to this high point of where you are. And, you know, we shy away from that conversation of not being okay, especially as Black women. And I love that you're embracing it and bringing it into this conversation.
Right. And that's another key thing as to why we need to be around each other and supporting one another is because we are going through the same things, maybe in a different way or a different experience. But as a Black woman, we only know what we go through.
Yeah.
And with Black Girls Run, running brings us together to talk about those things and share those type of conversations with others.
I love it, C. No surprise to me, but this was such an inspirational conversation. I've loved having you here in the Booster Club. We're all done. You've answered every question. Well, are there any last things you want to say before I get you out of here?
Yeah, I want to thank you for bringing me on. You're such an amazing soul. Like ever since the first day I met you, you were very just welcoming, energetic, caring, had this genuine attitude all the time, always smiling. And I know it's been like a long time, but it's like never missed a beat. You know, thank you for bringing me on because I love sharing my story. I have now embraced my experiences and I know others have gone through some similar situations as well. And I just want to share my story and let others know that your journey is your journey. I was in that mindset of like, I had to be at this point by the age of 35. That right there kind of erases the possibilities of what you can do. You know, worry about your own journey. Your pace matters. You can find me on yourpacematters.com with all my running gear. Make sure you guys join BGR. I post a lot on my page as far as events and stuff, but where you can find us is Facebook, Black Girls Run San Diego. And all you have to do is answer three questions. They're very simple. And then you're in, we accept you. And all of our events are posted on that page. You can also find me at C Run SoCal. So that's C-E-E Runs, R-U-N-S, and then SoCal. And I normally post some of the events that we have going on as well. So feel free to reach out to me, even if it's not with running. Feel free to reach out to me. I love having these type of conversations. This piece that you're doing, Booster, I love it. I love the concept behind it. And I really hope that it inspires someone and it changes someone's life. And I think you're using a great platform to do so. And I think you're doing a great job. So
I really appreciate the kind words. I, without a doubt, know this episode is going to inspire our listeners because I feel like I need to go dust off my running shoes. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're definitely going to be tuned into what you have next. So
yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Boost Her, conversations designed to inspire you, me, and her. Sierra left us with a number of ways to get in touch with her and also to make sure we are always tapped into everything Your Pace Matters and Black Girls Run has coming down the pipeline. We will also be constantly featuring Sierra across our Instagram page, so be sure to give us a follow at Boost Her Podcast, all one word. Only one episode left before we close out season two, and it is an episode you surely will not want to miss. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming platform to make sure you're there to help us celebrate the end of a wonderful season, and also to check out any of our great episodes you may have missed. Again, thank you for listening to Boost Her, where we will happily pull up a seat at the table for you as a reminder that while individually we may be great, collectively we are magic.